Awesome. I'm glad we got to do that. That was fun. That Zoom call was actually like 18 minutes, so I had to cut a little bit out of it to fit it into service today. There's also a couple pictures, Josh, if you want to show those. They're just some campus pictures I know some of the students took. That is the, kind of the middle, I guess. What do they call that? The square? Nope. Something? Quad. That's where a lot of us, and I think there's a fountain picture. This is all on John Brown, and then we got a couple dorm rooms. So we actually got to stay in the college dorm rooms. This is actually a very clean room. Ethan Strecker, great job. You have a very clean room. The next one is one of our girls' rooms, and they were hungry. sorry if they came home tired and sugared up, but that was what their room looked like. And I don't remember what the last picture is. I'm not going to lie. Oh, yeah. If you can't read this, this says, due to the current pandemic, please do not chew gum from the urinals. We have no idea what this meant. I don't know. And it was on an elevator button. So I saw one in the men's restroom, and then we saw one on the elevator. And I think Bree took this picture, and we were all just baffled by it. So because of the pandemic, please don't chew gum from the urinals. Maybe I'll get one of those for church and stick it in the men's restroom. I don't know. But so there you go. That's what we got to experience. So with you guys, what I want to do is just kind of go through. So you'll need to turn your mics on. You either switch over or switch up depending on the mic you have. And when you're talking, try to set it right on your chin, and that will make sure everybody can hear you. You guys want to test? Say hi.
Hi.
Perfect.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, there we go. So I'm going to kind of go down the list. First one is just to share about yourself. And I know Alexa did this. So your name, grade, school, and really how you ended up here at Hope Church and how you ended up going to CIY Mix or Move. So junior high, she ended up going to Mix, and these two went to Move. So if you want to go ahead and share, and if you forget what I asked, you can just tell me and I'll repeat. So just tell everyone kind of who you are and about yourself. If you want to try to say your last, some people can't. Say your last name, that's fine.
Hi, I'm Avery Borgerding. I'm going into eighth grade, and I'm homeschooled. We ended up at Hope Church because we moved from Ohio.
There you go.
And we were just trying out new churches and ended up at Hope.
Yeah. Now, you were supposed to go to a different church, correct, that morning, but it didn't work out time-wise?
Yeah, we were. I don't remember the name, but we got a... Something happened. We ended up at Hope, so.
And let everyone know how many siblings do you have?
I'm about to have 10 siblings.
She's about to have 10. So they doubled my youth group the day they came. Wonderful. Just wonderful. And then how did you and your three siblings that went, how did you guys end up going to CIY Move, CIY Mix with us?
We came to the youth group, and he told us, like, okay,
that you had to go?
Yeah, he told us, you're going to this, so we went.
I did. Hey, we're going. Thanks. Cool. Okay, Mason? Dang it. I do that every time. Can you tell everybody your name and share about yourself?
Well, my name is Mason, as you might know.
Yeah, there you go.
My name is Mason Hollingsworth. I go to a school called Western Christian Academy, which is online school. I'm going into my senior year.
Cool.
But one thing I was looking for in a church was a good youth group. So I was looking for a good youth group to go to.
And you're here. I'm glad you're here, man. And the mustache looks good. Don't let your dad fool you. Don't let your father fool you. Or your mom. She's telling me to stop. Okay, I'll stop. Oh, cool. And last, I'll try not to say your name. I do that.
My name is Ethan Strecker, and I'm 16 years old, and I go to the Gravett High School, and I'm going into my junior year.
Cool. And you ended up here. How did you kind of have, you guys live across the street?
Yeah, my dad lives right across the street from here, and he noticed that there was a youth group here on Wednesday nights, and we just came.
I'll tell you what's cool real quick, and I didn't plan on sharing this. I was hired 2 years ago, August 1st, and when I was hired, there hadn't been a youth group for a year. The church planted another church. The youth pastor went, and the youth group kind of went, so they didn't have anything for a year. And I remember our very first youth group, we had 5 students. Our second youth group, we had 3 students, and we ended up taking 22 students to the conference. So that's fine. That's awesome. And just to watch these guys grow and connect, and they really, without me, they just in and of themselves are inviting friends, are being nice to students as they get here. So it's really cool to watch you guys kind of grow in that. Okay, so question number two, if you can think of one or two highlights from the week. Now, they don't have to, they can be spiritual if you want, or they can be fun, whatever you want to say. Who wants to take this one first? Highlights. Ethan? Hey, Mason?
I've got one.
You got one? What do you got?
Okay, so we, on Monday, we just got there. We unloaded, and I made my room. That was a picture of my room earlier. I made up my room, and I thought it looked really nice, and I decided, you know what, I haven't gone to the bathroom in a while. So I go to the bathroom, and I come back out, and Zach's leaving to go to the girls' dorm to help them set up and all. And he says to me, you know what, I should get one key from every single person or in the dorms, so that way if they lose their key, they always have one from me, because we had a pair of keys that we got at the beginning. And as he's going out the door, I check my pockets, and I don't have my keys, because I locked them in my room with my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's within 10 minutes of being on campus.
Learning more about the Bible, just being able to make more friends.
Yeah. And I'm going to, in a little bit, I'm going to come back to you. I want you to kind of share a little bit of your story from the week. But Mason had a great time. I mean, it was good to get to hang out with you and get to know the group. Avery, you have a highlight? Or two or three? I mean, you can...
One highlight was definitely playing volleyball. I learned that Zach is very competitive.
Which is great.
He doesn't like to lose.
I don't.
We lost a lot.
You don't need to tell them. So here's the deal. It wasn't really fair. So there was a volleyball. Was it a volleyball tournament? No, it was just like a points tournament where there was different games: dodgeball, volleyball, basketball. And one youth group took a junior high volleyball team. Like it's ridiculous. But we beat them once though. I think they actually just served it out of bounds, but we still won. So that was how we won that game. What else?
Probably going to the watering hole.
Mm-hmm.
That was very fun.
Go.
I made Emma push me off because I promised that I would go and I couldn't jump, so I made Emma push me.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
You ended up did you do the swing in the end?
I did do the swing, yeah. And I didn't straighten out all the way, so I kind of like half belly flopped.
Yeah.
And so I come up, I'm trying to swim to where I can reach, and I can't breathe at the same time. And all I hear is Zach yelling, "Hey, was it fun?" like repeatedly, and I can't breathe.
I didn't know. She's like dying in the water. Was it awesome? No, I have no idea. Yeah, who all did the swing? You did the swing, I did the swing. Swing. Tell us. He would have. And Titus Shores, who's working. Wait, what are you doing? Hold on. You didn't go with us. Huh. Chris worked all week. But I'm glad you're here, and thanks for playing guitar today. Yeah, we had fun doing that. Okay, let me kind of go down the list. We'll kind of maybe go a little bit more serious here. What was one thing you learned or was reminded of during the trip? So through the small group time, through the main sessions, through, you know, our little kingdom booklets that you guys got to do, what was one thing that you would say that you either learned or was reminded of during the week? And it doesn't matter the order, whoever wants to. Ethan, you got it?
Yeah, the sermon on Tuesday evening, they were talking about the woman at the well and how she had been remarried 5 times, and God knew about this. And the speaker talked about how she could have been feeling anything, like her husbands could have divorced her 5 times, she could have divorced them 5 times, they could have all died 5 times. There could have been many different scenarios that she was going through and many different emotions she was dealing with, but God promised that he would help her with that. And that just made me think that no matter what I'm going through, I can always trust God for anything.
Yeah, that was kind of, I had the same thing. I had never thought, the way he explained it was, I had never, that is ringing in my ear. Sorry. We got some new microphones a couple weeks ago, and they like to pick up everything in the room, so they're a little loud. Yeah, that was a good story. Mason, do you wanna share a little bit?
Well, one thing I was reminded on that is God is always there with you, No matter how hard, if something you're going through, he's always going to be there.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And Miss Avery?
I was just kind of reminded that, like, even if you can't forgive yourself, God still forgives you, and that forgiveness is vital in a life with Christ.
Mm. Amen. I'm going to skew away from my questions because I know you wanted to talk about night five a little bit and the kingdom worker stuff. Do you still want to do that, or is that it? You didn't think? That's okay. We'll skip that. If you want to think about it for a second, I'm going to have Mason share a little bit. We got to talk on Thursday night, maybe, and will you just kind of give them a little bit of your testimony of coming here, your first week of youth group, and then leaving CIY, some of your, I guess, your shyness, and kind of what that looks like and what God has done the last couple of years through that. So, yeah. You're on, I think.
Getting out of junior high, I went straight into online school. So I was just really shy during that time. And church was really the one part where I could really make a lot of group of friends, where I could actually talk more and be with everyone. So to find a church, I tried to find a church that had a big youth group. And the first week, I don't think I said anything. I think I just kind of was there. I was just kind of listening to everything that was being said. But over the weeks, I've started to get more and more talkative and started getting into more friends. And it's been really helpful throughout all the years, especially since I'm online school. It's a little bit harder to do stuff like that. Over the past few years, it's just, even just the past few weeks, it's been a crazy difference. Even right now, I'm talking. I never thought I would do something like this at the start of the year.
Yeah, I remember the first week you came, and yeah, you didn't really, you know, talk a whole bunch. And then when we were at CLY, I think I said, hey, you know, we got this thing on the 15th, and we're gonna need a couple people to speak. We're gonna kind of do a little interview testimony thing. And the first person to ask me if they could speak was Mason. And before all of you. He said, hey, are we still doing that thing on the 15th? I think I want to speak that day. And it's been really cool to watch God move in you to where you're comfortable enough to be up here and talk about him. And it's not bad to be shy. If you're introverted or shy, that's definitely not a bad thing. And there's people that you're going to connect with that's hard for me to connect with because I'm not introverted or shy, if that surprises any of you. And I challenged Mason on Thursday night. Last night we were there. I said, hey, there's going to be a kid that shows up to youth group this year, and he's going to be the Mason from 2 years ago, and I'm going to need you to take him under your arm and love on him. And it's just been cool to watch you grow. So I'm going to try not to get emotional this morning. I just get a little teary thinking about all this. Okay. My phone locked. Another question. What time is it? 11:25. All right, we'll do one more question for each of you. And this is a question I asked Alexa, and it, you know, if there's someone in this room, a student that didn't get to go this year, because we got a lot of students that didn't get to go, just various reasons, and they could go next year, or maybe they're watching online, or maybe there's a family in here and they got a neighbor and they're thinking about inviting them. What would you say to the student that could potentially go next year with us? And I guess you're trying to sell this for next year, but what would you say about going next year? I'll let you.
Well, if Zach isn't telling you you're going to go,
I will.
I still will.
Yeah, I think you should definitely go. I mean, the worship was really good, and just relearning about the Bible stories, it was great, I think.
Mason?
Well, I say it could probably change your life. Like, for me, I never thought I would be doing something like that with, like, a big group of people, but it's helped me be able to talk more. It's helped me in lots of different ways, learning about more of the Bible, lots of different things.
Ethan?
If you're going to CIY, I'd recommend that you be open and share your feelings with other people in the group and pay attention to what the sermon's telling and really deeply think about it, and don't hit the volleyball too hard into the ceiling, because Zach had to buy a new volleyball for that after Teatus did that.
It was a three-story building inside, and somehow you got it on too high. Yeah. I'll share just a couple things, and we'll do a final song, and we'll go get some ice cream in a couple minutes. Man, it was just such a powerful week, and you know, for us, getting to study through the book of John both weeks, different stories, different parables, different things that Jesus did in the book of John. And one of the stories we got to study, I don't remember which day it was, we did it in our morning session, and we got to do it in our little devotion time, and it was John chapter 8. And if you want to toss that scripture up, and in this story, Jesus has an encounter with this woman. I'm gonna read through this. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery, and they made her stand before the group. And he said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery." And the literal language here is like she was literally caught doing this thing. And what's crazy is we know that this is a trap. They're trying to trap Jesus. They're trying to get him to say something wrong. And we know it's a trap because where's the guy at? They didn't bring the guy in to be questioned. I mean, there's lots of things going on here, but they bring this woman in, and now they're going to see what Jesus is going to say. In verse 5, "And the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using the question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him, but Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard him began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." And we got to study this story, and I remember sitting in our, so in the morning we had a morning session. And then we would go and have our encounter time, which was a time where they, about 10 or 15 minutes, they would do an individual devotion. And then the guys met and the girls met, and we had kind of a small group time where we would go through the discussion questions together. And I remember the morning with our high school guys and sitting there and all of them closing their eyes. And I just was praying this and saying these words over them, "Neither do I." And, you know, there's a lot of people in this room. There's a lot of people watching at home right now. And I don't know specifically what's going on in your life, but I think you need to hear this. And there's something that you're struggling with or something you're asking about. There's a sin, there's an addiction, whatever it may be. And Jesus looks at you just like he looked at the woman, and he says, "Neither do I condemn you." He didn't throw accusations at her. He didn't put her down. He didn't toss stones. He says, "Neither do I." And if you could leave today with one thing, if these students could tell you one thing from our trip, is this is what Jesus says over us. And one of the cool things, though, and I realized this as I read through this, he starts with grace, but there's a second statement that he says. He says, "Now leave your life of sin." And you don't have to get perfect before you come to him. You don't have to figure all your stuff out before you come to him. You come to him, he loves you, and because of that, you want to leave your sin. And he calls this woman, the way he's calling you guys, the way he's calling these students to leave your life of sin. And I'll tell you, through both of these weeks, I got to watch students just completely open up and unravel their lives and issues they're struggling with, from stuff with sexuality, stuff with being lonely, stuff with not having, you know, thoughts of what do I do? I don't have friends. You know, some of the thoughts of, man, the world's just tough. Is it worth being here? Body image issues, addictions, all of this stuff began to get unraveled, because while we were there, they heard the statement, "Neither do I." they got grace and light shown into parts of their lives that they've never opened to anybody. And as we got to leave this week, I think all of them believe this statement as well, is we got to go home and we leave our life of sin out of obedience to who God is and what he's done for us. It's a love for him as we chase after him. And then there's going to be a last slide here, and this was our theme for the week, and this is so beautiful, is that Jesus is for all forever. He's literally for all of you in this room. He's for everyone that's watching at home forever. That never ends. His grace, his love never ends. And that's what we got to take away from these 2 weeks that we got to spend there. And it was just such a blessing. I want to pray for us. While I'm praying, I'm going to ask all of you except for the band to very quietly grab a beanbag or a chair and move them to the sides, and you guys can go sit back down there. And I'm going to pray for us all, so quietly do that. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for this time. And Lord, just the week that these students have had, these 2 weeks where they got to encounter you, they got to hear from your word. They got to worship like they never have in their lives. They got to open up like they never have before. And I pray this morning for people in this room, for people watching online, God, that we can come to your cross and we can leave that life of sin, God. We can let that life go, God. And we trust you with that. And Lord, we just thank you for this week and knowing that you are for all forever. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Y'all can go ahead and stand. We're going to sing one last song. Yeah, Ethan wants to say one last thing as you guys stand. Band, you can go ahead and plug in.
I just want to say, if you think it's weird that I have a beanie right now in the middle of summer, it's not because I'm cold or something. It's for my friend who is watching the stream. He moved to Colorado just this summer. And I wanted to bring this to show you guys that we got together and we made this little group in our school called the Beanie Boys. but I found out from this friend of mine, I'll call him Paul for this. He actually played guitar, or he started guitar at the same time I did. And if he hadn't told me that, or he hadn't been my friend at that time, I may not even be in this situation where I am right now. So I just wanted to say, you are all factors in God's plan.